USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate back in session. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell acknowledging some of the election victories Republicans had last week.
According to preliminary results, voters across the nation elected and reelected Republican senators to a degree that actually stunned prognosticators. And then there's the presidential race. Obviously, no states have yet certified their election results, and President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options.
The United States is the first nation to surpass 10 million COVID infections. Johns Hopkins University says Texas, California, Florida, New York, and Illinois are the states with the most cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
House Majority Whip James Clyburn of South Carolina says the campaign slogan "Defund the Police" hurt Democratic candidates across the country. He cited the defeat of Congressman Joe Cunningham in South Carolina as one such example. Clyburn also telling NBC News,
I talked to people down in South Florida. They told me that that really, really was a problem down there. And I can also tell you about the Senate here in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Harrison, they started to plateau when Defund the Police showed up with a caption on TV, right across his head. That stuff hurt Jimmy. I just hope that going forward, we will think about each one of these congressional districts and let people represent their districts.
A new Harris X poll indicated that 85% of registered voters say their top priority is to make sure every legal vote is counted correctly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Although Democrats managed to hold on to control of the House, albeit by a smaller margin than they previously had, Republicans are touting a win of their own, adding at least 10 women to the upper chamber of Congress. One of those being Iowa Republican State Representative Ashley Hinson. As far as how Hinson was able to connect with voters in Iowa, she tells Fox News,
I'm an everyday Iowan, and that's really what it came down to. I listened to the concerns of the people in my district, and I think it was a very clear message that they said they're tired of the left-leaning rhetoric about Medicare for All, a Green New Deal, and Nancy Pelosi's stalling of much-needed aid for Iowa families.
Congressman-elect Kat McCormick, also the youngest member of the Republican Party to be elected to Congress, she says,
it all comes down to that America First agenda, making it so that Americans can make the best decisions for themselves and their families. I don't believe that a big bureaucratic government is best suited for that, and my constituents don't either. So having that message, really empowering people and making it so that there's equal opportunity out there rather than equal outcome.
And finally, week 9 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with the New York Jets hosting the New England Patriots. Kickoff is set for just after 8:15 Eastern time. You can catch that game on ESPN. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.